Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, the coronavirus, of course, making big news everywhere. Let's talk about possible impact on the markets.
Well, when you read what the analysts have to say, they're saying that they're having a negative impact on the commodity markets. But if you look at the forward contract prices, say for wheat on January the 21st versus the current price, wheat was at 485, it's down to 467, it's down 18 cents. Corn was 371, it's now 365, down 6 cents. Soybeans down 31 cents from 861 to 830. And cotton down a penny from 71 to 70. Now you can say that's coronavirus, but I think there's other things going on in the market. I think the coronavirus has had a minor impact, and it's something that we can easily talk about.
What are some of those other things that you mentioned?
Well, if you look at it, I think a big thing going on right now, especially for wheat, is in France and the European Union, the trucker and the dock worker strikes. One importing country told their suppliers not to buy wheat from the European Union because there was a case of not delivering that. You've got Russia that they've reported that they're going to limit exports. But if you look at Russian exports, they're 13% below last year's level. That's 126 million bushels. But Ukraine is 34% above last year. They're both Black Sea exporters. That's 154 million above. So they're 28 million ahead of exports out of the Black Sea. So you got to ignore things like that. The Brazilian soybean harvest, it's getting started a little slow. It's wet down there, and they're having to back that off, but it's coming on. India, it was reported this week, may harvest a record wheat crop. Now, they'll export a little bit, and they import a little bit, so I don't know that that'll have much impact. But I don't think there's any major change going on, and I think that's what the prices have told us.
Well, let's talk about any good news that you've observed recently.
Well, if you look at the world wheat index stocks, they're record. If you look at the world stocks use ratio, it's a record. If you look at the United States index stocks, it's not record, but it's still above average along with the stocks use ratio. But if you look at the Black Sea area, their stocks use ratio is 10%. That means when they start their harvest on July 1, they will have 32 days worth of wheat in the bin. And that means that there's the potential, if they have problems with their crop, that prices will take off and that we'll have a big price increase there. So if there's good news, it's what's going on in the Black Sea. And also there's an underlying current or underlying talk that there's a shortage of milling quality wheat in the world. And I think that's why we've seen our prices increase over the last few months.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.